Muito.
Good morning. President of the Court of Accounts, representative of the Portuguese Parliament, heads of the parliamentary groups, representatives for the Azores Autonomous Region, the former Prime Minister, the Council of State, chairs of committees of Portuguese Parliament, secretaries of state, heads of the armed forces, members of parliament, the apostolic nuncio, members of the diplomatic corps, other high entities, the members of the Ismaili imamat, and the representatives of the Aga Khan and the Aga Khan Development Network, other guests, ladies and gentlemen. The Portuguese Parliament has the honour of receiving the Aga Khan, His Highness, the hereditary head of the Ismaili Shia Muslims, on the occasion of the Diamond Jubilee. This is not the first time at which His Highness, the Aga Khan, has been with us. In 2014, he was here in the Senate to receive the North-South Prize for 2013 from the Council of Europe. Of the words that he said, we live in an overpopulated, interconnected planet, and we share a joint fate. Any event is transmitted quickly around the world. The pluralism in all of its forms has a significant role in dealing with destructive conflicts. The concern of His Highness with the deepest values of human dignity is quite clearly something which is shared by us. There are many challenges which the modern world faces, and we have to be able to deal with those. The lack of natural resources, the problem of migrations, and the major implications thereof, the heightened changes in the knowledge society and communication require an ability to adapt without leaving behind our common principles. The actions taken by Your Highness and by the Aga Khan Development Network are notable. Your commitment to education, with emphasis on children's education, the programs to fight poverty, and the provision of health services, development programs for rural communities, the supportive spirit and social commitment are hallmarks. In 2017, very recently, in the main hall of the Portuguese Parliament, where we opened an exceptional exhibition of masterworks from the Aga Khan Museum, we celebrated a new year with musicians. I would like to congratulate you on the creation of a new global prize for music. The first award ceremony will take place in March 2019 here in Lisbon at the Carlos Gulbenkian Foundation. One of the marking traits of Your Highness is solidarity, the commitment with and to the Ismaili community spread throughout the world, and united spiritually with the Aga Khan from Central and Southern Asia, Eastern Africa, in Canada, Portugal, in the United Kingdom. The Ismailis have many traits with which we identify: respect for others, the ability to integrate, and at the same time, love for our deep roots. Your Highness, ladies and gentlemen, in Lisbon, we are active in the celebrations of the Diamond Jubilee of the Aga Khan, a high point in even a historic point of projection of the Ismaili community and Portugal, that celebration and the fact that this is celebrated here is... And the fact that the headquarters of the Imamate is going to be established here in Portugal is historic. It gives us great pride, great pleasure, but also it involves great responsibility. Your visit here and your establishment here shows how we would like to project ourselves in the international community as a bridge-building country, Your Highness. And the Ismaili community president on the various communities, we offer you our heartiest congratulations at this high point in your history, and we hope that your presence here in Portugal will be a catalyst for energy and joint work for the creation of more fair, more open, and more plural societies. Thank you very much. I now pass the floor to the Mayor of Lisbon, Fernando Medina, who I thank for inviting this invitation to speak before the Aga Khan at this historic moment.
Senhor Presidente da Assembleia.
Speaker of the House, Your Highness Aga Khan, Chair of the Court of Auditors, Presidents of the Vice Presidents of the Portuguese Parliament, Heads of the Parliamentary Groups, Heads of the Parliamentary Committees, Members of Parliament, the Heads of the Armed Forces, Ambassadors, Councillors of State, representatives of the Ismaili community, heads of the Aga Khan Foundation, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to begin by thanking the Speaker of the House for inviting me to speak before the His Highness the Aga Khan at the Portuguese Parliament to close the celebrations of his Diamond Jubilee. This, for me, is an important distinction. For Lisbon Council, it is a great honour. Speak to before His Highness the Aga Khan is a point of great responsibility, facilitated by the fact that you as a person barely need introduction because your work speaks for itself. His Highness the Aga Khan exercises his mandate with a very clear purpose, to support humanity. This is the humanist spirit of intercommunal dialogue, which has created such honour for the community which he has led for so many years, 15 million faithful throughout the world, an action which, through the Aga Khan Development Network, covers critical areas for human development, such as health, education, culture, rural development, and the promotion of entrepreneurism. This changes human lives, and it changes the world for the better. In Mozambique, where so many members of the Ismaili community have come, we have seen the results of the partnership between the AKDN and ourselves in development in Cabo Delgado. The extraordinary support project for the Bilibiza agricultural project in Portugal, and in particular in Lisbon, we know the support and cooperation that we have received from the Aga Khan Development Network. The development program and for providing child education has already covered more than 100,000 children. The Children's Center in Olivais is a reference point for entities in the sector. We also have a program for supporting urban communities, for including labour inclusion, covering 150,000 people at risk, 30% of whom are immigrants. Also, I could speak of the support program for the elderly. This is a partnership between the AKDN and Lisbon. This is a partnership which, similar to the Lisbon Catholic University, illustrates very well the commitment of the Ismaili community and cements the cooperation which we hope to develop even further. Even more than ever, in these dark times, democratic humanist principles have to defend the values which sets us apart, because nothing is forever guaranteed. If something defines pluralism and tolerance, it is this, a limitation of acceptance of choices. This is something which we have to defend every day. That value of being respected socially and individually, and being part of a wider citizenship where there's respect for minorities and diversity is the rule, has to be defended. Speaker, Your Highness, today we're in a city, Lisbon, which is proud of being an open city. It's a city which understands diversity as a point of human development and personal enrichment. So that our history and the history of humanity shows us that cities which are most diverse can innovate best. They can advance humanity further. We are at the Portuguese Parliament today, representing the democratic will of the Portuguese people, and where fortunately there is no place for hate and xenophobia. Intercultural dialogue and religious tolerance is a distinctive mark of Portuguese democracy. Mário Soares is a fine example, a political leader who always understood, but as a layman, he always understood the importance of religion as a human dimension. That viewpoint is part of the success of Portuguese democracy. Also, the role of ministers of justice, such as Cousal Gouveia Jardim and others, who were able to cement this pluralist democracy where religious freedom is protected. We are not a constitutional state or an anti-constitutional state. We are a state which protects and promotes freedom of religion, of all religions, with a basic right to human dignity and human being. We are European, we are open to the world. And this is why the Ismaili community has found here a territory to develop its religious activity. Undoubtedly as well, it was for that reason that Your Highness chose this country and our city for the headquarters of the foundation and your official residence. For that reason, quite naturally, in 2015, the Portuguese Parliament ratified the agreement between the Portuguese state and the Ismaili Imamat to establish the Ismaili Imamat headquarters in Lisbon. That process was begun by the government of Pedro Passos Coelho, President of the Republic, Cavaco Silva, and completed by the government of António Costa. Much has changed in the world, but one thing has remained the same, and Comendador Nazim Ahmad is the witness of this. Determination to help the Portuguese state and institutions to establish the Imamat's headquarters here in a pluralistic and open society. Ladies and gentlemen, we are meeting here in Lisbon today on the occasion of the high point in history of the Ismaili community, the celebration of the Diamond Jubilee of the Aga Khan. This Has been a unique occasion for Lisbon. Portugal has opened its arms to 50,000 participants from 45 different throughout the world, and artists throughout the world who have set up occasions and events of all forms. This has been an extraordinary opportunity for the economy of the city and for the external protection of this country. But I do hope you understand that in these dark times which hover over our world, before anything else, the human and cultural nature of these celebrations, because that is the most important element, because this culture of dialogue and meeting is above everything. It's essential for peace. It's essential for human development opportunities, which we all want to achieve. Your Highness, Aga Khan, I cannot finish without speaking to you directly once again. I know that you chose Portugal and Lisbon because you like Portugal and Lisbon very much. I have no doubt about that, because anybody would. But in all sincerity, we admire you. We recognize the work which you've carried out with us jointly, and we are delighted to have you with us, as we often say in Portugal. We hope to have you here for many good years. Thank you. Thank you very much, the Mayor of Lisbon, Fernando Medina. And I would now, this is the moment, with great honor and with great joy, that I pass the floor to His Highness, the Aga Khan. Sir, the floor is yours.
Your Excellency, President of Parliament, Eduardo Ferro Rodriguez, distinguished members of government and members of Parliament, Honourable Mayor of Lisbon, Fernando Medina, Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, let me begin by expressing my most sincere gratitude to the President and the members of the Parliament for your very warm welcome in this remarkable setting, and to the President of the Republic for the invitation to visit Portugal. I recognize what a great honor it is to have been invited to speak to you today. It is always a personal pleasure for me to return to Portugal. I treasure wonderful memories of earlier visits here, including the gracious hospitality of the last five presidents of the Parliament. Portugal is surely an ideal place for me to conclude my Diamond Jubilee anniversary, celebrating my 60th year as Imam of the Shia Ismaili Muslims. During this Jubilee year, I have visited Ismaili communities in many parts of the world. And now, the anniversary events come to a happy culmination here in Portugal, so graciously facilitated by the strong collaboration of the Portuguese diplomatic service abroad and the civil service here in Lisbon. I'm told that some 40,000 members of the Ismaili community have come here this week to share in our Jubilee celebrations. In the process, of course, they will also have the opportunity to discover Portugal, many of them for the first time. In doing so, they are joining a great wave of foreign visitors who have made Portugal one of the fastest growing travel destinations in the world. Of course, when we used the word discover in connection with Portugal, we are immediately reminded of the leading role that Portugal played in the great age of discovery, a half a millennium and more ago. The spirit of discovery, of reaching out, of connecting and engaging, has long been a central part of Portuguese culture. It was here, on the Iberian Peninsula, between the 8th and the 16th centuries, that the history of Al-Andalus was written, when Muslim administrations worked constructively with people of the Christian and the Jewish faiths, viewing a diversity of talents and energies as a source of strength rather than a cause for division. This pluralistic outlook has been reflected at many points throughout Portuguese history, and it has been powerfully expressed in the recent reemergence of this country as an influential leader on the global stage. I think of the strong roles played by Portuguese leaders at the United Nations and UNESCO, at the European Commission, and as of just last week, at the International Organization for Migration, to mention only a few examples. As I have traveled throughout the world in recent years, one of the most hopeful developments I have identified is the emergence of countries with the potential to become countries of opportunity. And certainly, Portugal has been earning a high place on that list. To become a country of opportunity is not an easy matter. It is something that the people and the government of a nation must work at creatively, patiently, and persistently. A country of opportunity is one that builds on the strengths of its past while also addressing its problems, embracing enduring values while respecting a variety of viewpoints. Countries of opportunity value legal structures that create a climate of predictability and confidence, an enabling environment for creative change. A country of opportunity is one that encourages cooperation among diverse interests, fostering partnerships between government and the private sector, for example, while also encouraging those private organizations that are designed to serve public goals, or what we often call the institutions of civil society. It is because of such factors that we can think today of Portugal as a country of opportunity, a country that seeks to honor both its past achievements and its future opportunities, to embrace both the gift of social stability and the promise of social progress. And the Portuguese Parliament is to be commended for its role in that encouraging story. My viewpoint on this matter is widely shared. One example is the Global Peace Index for 2018, a report for the Institute for Economics and Peace. The Global Peace Index measures some 23 economic, social, and political factors which contribute to peaceful societies in 162 countries. And it came as no surprise to see that among all the nations in the world, Portugal is ranked in the top five. It was with these values in mind that we signed a historic agreement in Lisbon in 2015 an agreement to establish here a new seat of the Ismaili Imamate. This means that Lisbon, already a leading international crossroads city, will also now serve as a central connecting point for the global Ismaili community. After that agreement was signed 3 years ago, it was approved by the Portuguese Parliament, and I am pleased to thank the Parliament today in person for that welcoming endorsement. Of course, we can trace the story of Ismaili engagement with Portugal back many years, even to the time when Ismailis settled in Portuguese territories in India in the 17th century, or when later Ismaili settlers came to Mozambique. Another milestone moment was the generous welcome that Portugal offered almost half a century ago to many Ismailis fleeing the Mozambican civil war. Since that time, Ismaili ties to Portugal have multiplied. The Akhan Foundation in Portugal was established in the mid-1980s. In 1998, we created a new Ismaili center in Lisbon. Protocols of cooperation between the Imamate and Portugal were signed in 2005, in 2008, in 2009, and in 2016, as well as a memorandum of understanding between the Akhan University and the Catholic University of Portugal. The word momentum comes to mind. What we celebrate today is an advancing sense of momentum, a spirit of progressive partnership between the Portuguese nation and the Ismaili Imamate. Today, the Ismailis are a highly diversified community, living in more than 25 countries, mostly in the developing world, but with increasing numbers in Europe and North America. The Ismaili Imamate itself, as you may know, is an international institution that goes back some 15 centuries to the time of Prophet Muhammad. May peace be upon him and his family. This means that when I inherited my role just 61 years ago, I became the 49th hereditary imam of the Ismaili Muslims. Through the centuries, the seat of the Ismaili Imamate has been formally designated in one or more locations by the imam of the time, depending on the requirements of the day. It has known many homes over the years, throughout the Arabian Peninsula, in the Middle East, in South Asia, and in North Africa. It moved to Cairo in the 10th century when my ancestors founded that city. The decision to establish a new seat here in Portugal, at the gracious invitation of your government, is one that has been taken after much reflection and consultation. It represents a true milestone moment in the long history of the Imamate. The authority of the Ismaili Imam is spiritual rather than temporal in nature. At the same time, Islam believes fundamentally that the spiritual and material worlds are inextricably connected. This means that the Imam of the time also has a responsibility for improving the quality of life, the quality of worldly life, for his people and for the peoples among whom the Ismailis live. It is to advance those responsibilities that so much of my attention over these 60 years has been committed not only to strengthening the Imamate's capacities to fulfill its mandate, but also to the work of what we now call the AKDN, the Akhan Development Network. The AKDN includes a variety of agencies working in the fields of economic development, education, healthcare, and cultural enrichment. Our fundamental objective is to do whatever we can to help to improve the quality of human life. And that is the spirit that will continue to inspire our partnership with the people and the government of Portugal. We know that the days ahead will be demanding ones, a time of profound global change. Economic developments are bringing new prospects for influence in the global East and a new sense of hope in the Golden South. One new study suggests that 2/3 of the world's growth in the next few years will be centered in the cities of the developing world. At the same time, new technologies of communication and transportation are interconnecting the world more closely than ever before. What will these new realities mean for all of us? On the one hand, we must recognize realistically that our interconnected world could bring about an increasing sense of suspicion, fear, and perhaps even vertigo as we look into the future. Diverse people, sadly, can sometimes interpret their differences as threats rather than as opportunities, defining their own identity by those they are against rather than what they are for. On the other hand, closer interactions in our world will also produce wonderful new opportunities for creative cooperation, for healthy interdependence, for new discovery and inspiring growth. When that happens, the opportunity to engage with people who are different from us need not be seen as a burden, but rather as a blessing. The welcoming attitude is often described as a pluralistic outlook. It was the animating concept behind one of our major AKDN projects, our establishment, together with the Government of Canada, of the Global Centre for Pluralism in Ottawa. Since its founding 12 years ago, the Centre has worked to advance what we all refer to as a cosmopolitan ethic, fostering strong cosmopolitan ethic in our world is surely a central challenge of our time. As we face that challenge, Portugal is a most encouraging example. A cosmopolitan ethic has contributed abundantly to Portuguese culture in the past, and I know it will continue to animate this country's future. It is a value that we will deeply enrich with our continuing partnership as we establish here in Lisbon a city with a true global vision, a new seat of the Imamate, a committed global institution. The Ismaili Imamate will now be proudly moving some of its activities into the magnificent historic Palacete Mendonça. There we will establish our Department of Diplomatic Affairs and our Department of Jamaati Institutions. We are already planning to host here in Lisbon next year's meeting of the Board of the Global Centre for Pluralism, as well as the inaugural Aga Khan Award for Music. And there will be much more to follow. And so our planning moves forward. We know that we face a demanding future. But as we engage with those demands, the Ismaili Imamate will draw strength from our continuing sense of partnership with the people and the government of Portugal. So let us then go forward together, bound by our shared past, committed to our shared values, and inspired by our shared hopes for a constructive, purposeful future. Thank you.
declaro encerrada a sessão. Muito obrigado a todos.